We begin our call this morning, as we always do, with the head coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob.
Congratulations to you and your team. A thrilling game on Saturday. You edged Villanova 13-10. Before we talk about that exciting finish, give me your impressions on the game as a whole.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a battle for legitimately, all 60 minutes. It was back and forth, both sides. Made a lot of plays to change momentum, and I thought both sides, for the most part, did a really good job of responding to that. And we just kind of hung in there and made a lot of big plays, and then certainly being able to put together kind of a 2-minute drill there at the end just to get us in kind of range there was really impressive to see from the offense, and just kind of really come to the forefront there in the end and battle through what they've been going through for the game. And that was impressive to have Isaiah do that for us.
Isaiah's drive set up that the game-winning 52-yard field goal by Kenny Doak, a guy who's had some ups and downs during his couple years at Maine. How big was that kick for him, and how much confidence do you have in him in that situation?
Yeah, I think we've talked about before, just, we've had an extreme amount of confidence in Kenny. He's gone through some tough games here, but he was a freshman. He's still young, and I kind of talked to the team the other day about how there's a lot of freshmen that play in here and make a lot of mistakes. They just don't get the spotlight that we all know the kicker position does. So he's battled through it. There's nothing more important to Kenny than this team, and I've seen him make kicks in practice all the time, and we're just trying to get him to be more confident in the games, which he's becoming. And certainly you saw that, I think, at the end there. And there was never really a doubt that we just wanted to give him an opportunity. We had some of the win, too, with us. But he made that kick Thursday in practice from about 53 off the left hash going the same direction. So it's kind of ironic that we ended up in that almost the same spot.
Got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get this for us, Pasha.
Hey, your first question is from the line of Mike Lowe with Portland Press Herald.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Mike.
Deshaun Stevens, defensive player of the week this week. Can you just talk about the impact he's had on the defense? And then I'd like to ask you what you see in Rhode Island.
Yeah, certainly Deshaun is just as, he's really playing at another level right now. Just someone that just works really hard and is extremely prepared. I think he plays the game like you would want everyone to play. I mean, his intensity during certainly the whistles, and then certainly his preparation and all these things that go into that. It's just really impressive to see. And it was a situation where he was kind of in a backup role to begin the season, and he just played so well in camp that we had to elevate him, which he was already a starter kind of in our third down package, but certainly now what he's doing on first and second down is really impressive. And it's just he sets the tone for us, and it's just really good to see someone like him just develop in the program and do what he's doing now. And then certainly Rhode Island, it's very impressive on film, and we've always had battles with Rhode Island, so there's nothing new in terms of what we're seeing in terms of this individual kind of battle that we got going on. It's always been a pretty much a tight game with them, and I know last year kind of ended the way it did when we scored a bunch of points, but other than that, if you go back through the years, especially since I've been here, I mean, this has been a battle pretty much every year. So they're very talented. They've done a good job recruiting a lot of those young guys that were playing for them in the past, have elevated their games. Lawson is a big playmaker for them. He's really been, I think the difference for them offensively. He's managing it. He's making a lot of good decisions. He hurts you with his feet. And he played a little bit against us last year. And then certainly their talent on the outside is probably a number one in the league. I think my wideouts are the best, but they would be right there with them. And, we're going to have to cover really well and be up to the challenge. And then, defensively, they're doing some good things, and they're playing more sound, I guess, than the past. And I think they're just coached well. And again, it's a really good football team, and we got to go on the road and play them, and it'll be a challenge.
Thanks, Joe.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Joe, the offense obviously had its struggles against Yale. Isaiah's first start. where do you see the offense now that he's got another game under his belt? You had some plays. Nick came up with some plays where he was able to use his feet on options. Obviously, because of this Rhode Island team, you may have to score a bunch of points to beat them. What do you see in your offense right now? And again, with Ferguson, you know, hopefully getting better each day.
Yeah, certainly. I think we were moving the ball for the most part. I think we had two drives of our scoring drives. I believe the two of them were really over, you know, I think 11 to 14 plays, you know, driving the field from our own three. So I think the message yesterday from Coach Charlton and the staff was just we got to be more consistent. We take too many negatives at bad times. And if we could just stay ahead of the change, which certainly is every offense's goal, but I think we just put ourselves in some situations where we're really just caught in a situation where we can't really call what we want to call. So that starts with the quarterback, and he's got to do those things. But Isaiah has progressed in his three games that he's played, and certainly I think the timing with the wideouts, all that stuff that goes into that, our confidence is growing. But I think the message yesterday is we just need to be more consistent at times on offense to make sure that we stay ahead of the chains and be able to really run what we want to run.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Joe. After JMU's loss this past Saturday, is there kind of a fresh air within the league that, you know, the race for the conference title is wide open? And I guess just knowing that, you know, that the league has kind of run through JMU the past couple of years, is their loss to surprising?
I would just say that there's a ton of talented teams in this league, and I can only speak from my experience with JMU, but certainly the last 2 years that we've played them, they've beaten us, but it was games where we had an opportunity in the second half that if we made plays, we might have an opportunity. But that's why they're a championship-level team. They make those plays and we didn't. So I guess my point is I know there's talent in this league. I know the teams are extremely well coached. So is it a surprise that Elon went in there and won? I wouldn't say so. I mean, I know Elon's very good. So it's just in this league you never know. You got to be ready every week. And certainly, some people might feel like, okay, they lost. They're human, I guess you would say. But I think from when you watch film as a coach week to week and you see people on film, anyone can beat anyone. And I don't think really the coaches would be that surprised.
And then just for you guys, you guys are unbeaten in league play. Is it kind of giving you, you know, that extra whatever you may need to have an opening for a conference title?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is we just got our message last week. We just got through the out-of-conference stuff, and this is what we really focus on is our league. We always talk to our players and amongst our coaches about our league and how talented it is and how deep it is and the parity, and you got to win league games. And I think that's really been the emphasis for us. Certainly the out-of-conference stuff matters, but if you at the end of the day, if you take care of business in your league, you'll be all right. And, you know, we're just trying to go on the road here against another top-ranked team and get a big-time win. So that's really been the focus for us.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, no problem.
Joe, you already spoke about Deshaun's performance, but just the defense as a whole, you hold Villanova to under 100 yards, both rushing and passing. And not only that, but they came up with some big plays, Manny's interception and the sack by Sheffield before the half that led to the missed field goal. After this, the tough effort up at Yale, what did they do to get back to kind of the black hole defense on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, I think, we were really, really upset after coming out of the Yale game. I think I talked about that last week, how that effort type stuff that we usually take for granted wasn't there. And, we were a little pissed off, and we wanted to get back to doing what we wanted to do. So credit to the coaches, you know, Coach Heatherman and his staff put together a great plan. And we just attacked. We felt like we were, you know, being physical and really setting the tone. We got to clean up some things that might get us. You know, I think what's happening is our effort and the way we run to the ball is making up for a lot of the small mistakes that we're making, which is the quality of a great defense. But at the same time, we got to clean up the little communication stuff and different things. So, it was a challenge. They're very talented, but I was happy with the way our guys just stepped up and we responded to a lot of adverse situations, battle tested in the game with turnovers, you know, sudden changes, you know, getting the ball back to our offense, you know, to be able to do that 2-minute drill was key, and I'm just proud of the guys.
And then one more just on the offensive side, you were able to have some success moving the ball, not only the solid game from Joe Fitzpatrick, 66 yards, but you were able to get the ball in the hands of Ernest Edwards quite a bit, running the ball as well as catching it. What led to that? Was that more with Ramon's injury?
Yeah, certainly. I think Ernest is just someone that you want to get him targeted as many times as you can. We've had those kinds of things ready to go, but you know, certainly the injury to Ramon has caused us to you know, probably fast forward that a little bit. But we're going to get Ernest and target our wideouts that are talented in space as many times as we can. And you know, like you said, it was just our we talked at halftime as the offensive staff and myself about we needed to find ways to run the ball. And we did a really good job making adjustments, kind of targeting down what we wanted to run. And I thought the read game with Isaiah was a big part of that. And that's a good job by the staff. And then certainly Fitzy making some big runs and then ultimately getting Ernest the ball, you know, puts pressure on the defense, we feel like, and we're going to continue to do that.
All right, Joe, thanks as always for taking time with us this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Thank you.